Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bose, joined as per usual by Augie, the man with the plan. And you know, this week we're really on a sort of a roller coaster ride, you know. It's open, it's not open, it's up, it's down, it's on, it's off. That's kind of the theme of the show this week. And we're gonna start. Where better than with the big Don? You know, he's the man at the center of the stage. And I actually think, Augie, he gets more and more comfortable the more chaotic becomes. He doesn't seem to be worried at all that the wheels come off one day, next day they're back on, markets are up, markets are down. He seems to kind of, you know, revel in this stuff. But, you know, he's a man that has a very, very healthy diet as well, Augie. And he decided to call himself a McDonald's, as you do. You know, the delivery driver can just walk straight up to the back door of the White House, right, Augie? And just drop in the McDonald's, yeah. But it didn't exactly go all to plan. Because the Don tried to rope in this kind of boomer lady into his political sort of nexus, but she wasn't having any of it. I'm really here to talk about minimum wage. It didn't exactly go to plan, but you know, he was quite magnanimous. Let's have a look. Run it, Augie.
Got the great big beautiful, what we should call it, the great big beautiful tax cut bill, because it's a tremendous amount.
Imagine talking to your delivery about that great good tax bill.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the delivery driver wants to listen to you shitting on about the tax level.
Would you like to do a little news conference with me with these people? These are not the nicest people. They're not nice like you. You know that, right?
It's a little bit awkward, a little bit too much information for the delivery driver, Augie.
Tax on tips is something special, right?
It's very special.
And that's the one that really pertains to you more than anything else.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Fantastic. It's so such an honor to meet you. And I think you voted for me, do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You know, fair play to her. She wasn't getting sucked in. Yeah. Now, I know. Easy. Well, you know, it doesn't get any better, over in Shville, over in the White House. Take Pete Hegseth. He's come in for a lot of criticism for being a little bit on the low IQ side, you'd say, Augie. Maybe just a slight little bit, you know. Tends to say a lot of stuff, a lot of Team America, a lot of, you know, yeah, let's go. But when it comes down to actually doing a bit of research about what he's going to say, it seems Pete, doesn't contact his mouth. The brain doesn't contact the mouth before speaking. It seems to be a bit of a problem in the Big Don's White House. Let's have a listen to him thinking he's quoting a passage from the Bible, right? Now, he betrays himself with the big crusader tattoo, right, Augie, as the man from the Christian right. You know, a man who knows his Bible back to front. You know, hey, lay the hands on me, brother. Yeah, well, he quoted a passage from a Pulp Fiction movie. Yes, completely fictitious, doesn't mean anything. Sounds pretty cool, actually. I didn't actually know it wasn't from the Bible either, Pete, so don't worry. But you're the kind of Secretary of War. You should know this, okay? Because you're bombing the crap out of everybody and invoking God's blessing upon your arms. It's all a bit weird, really. Run the video, Augie.
So the prayer is CSAR 25:17, and it reads, and pray with me, please.
The path of the downed aviator is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of camaraderie and duty, shepherd the lost through the valley of darkness.
Now, Augie, as you know, you've written this rundown, okay? It doesn't get any better. How would you like a front of ring seat for a cage fight between Hunter Biden, son of the ex-president of the United States, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, our old friend here on the Moscow Mules, and maybe Don Jr. From the Trump family, the president's son right now. Because that's not particularly impossible when it comes to the United States of America. If someone puts up enough money, right, Augie, some promoter, and the boys buff up a bit, Hunter stops smoking crack or, you know, maybe pays his bills, because maybe this is something to do with the fact that he skipped town because he owes like a ton of money. But this could actually happen, because this is the United States of America, right, Augie? And anything is possible in the old USA. Absolutely anything. Maybe that's the problem. Run it, Augie.
Guys, Hunter Biden here. I just got a call from Andrew Callahan. He asked me to come out on the Channel 5 Carnival Tour at the end of the month. I think he's trying to organize a cage match, me versus Eric and Don Jr. I told him I'd do it, 100% in, if he can pull it off.
Now, my question is, should he fight Barron Trump?
Ooh, I'd say, Baron, you see, you know, us old dudes, you know, you got a bit of the old guy's strength, right? But it only lasts about 30 seconds. You know, these young dudes, they're wiry. You know, they've got a bit of stamina that we don't have. Yeah, it sort of disappears along with your hair. But, you know, it would be worth watching. I would pay to watch these fat old dudes, you know, sort of slobbering around in their own sweat. It would be kind of pretty cool. It's the kind of stuff Augie watches anyway at the weekend. Just not the president's sons. So Hunter wants to beat the crap out of Don Jr. Baron might jump into the ring. Now, this is going to be a multi million dollar seller. I think it's going to happen. Mark this page. I think it's going to happen for sure. Me and Augie, we got a few bob on it too. Now, of course, is this all distraction? Was the whole war in Iran a giant distraction from, you know, Mr. E on the island, the whole thing? Was it a distraction? Did the Israelis, you know, put serious pressure on the big Don? Did they roll out the sort of photos onto the table? Don, you're going to war, like it or not. Yeah. Well, you could say so. Some believe it, some don't. But one thing that is for sure is that even J.D. Vance, the you know, deputy prime minister, who I saw in Hungary last week, didn't work out too well. He actually knows, it seems, that nobody actually likes Israel. They're like the neighbor that keeps the music on at 2 a.m. And if you actually ask them to lower it down a little bit, they come into your place with a baseball bat and beat the out of you, right, Augie? And you wake up in the morning with your black eye and you look out and they've stolen your garden. You know, basically, that's it. But, you know, JD seems to know that. But does it mean he's not going to supply them with trillions of dollars of weapons, aid, intelligence, and defend them no matter what they do? Yeah. Run the video, Augie.
I'm going to pressure that administration to do exactly what I want them to do because they got my vote, they earned my vote, but they can't take it for granted. And I've seen some of this, you know, on various issues. Like for example, I recognize that a lot of young voters don't love the policy that we have in the Middle East.
Don't love the policy they have in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. I mean, surprise, surprise. What's to love about it, Augie, right? You know, killing 10...
I don't know. Wouldn't you love to die for Israel?
Yeah, well, sadly, it looks like a couple of Americans already have. Now, we're not going to let you away with it too easily. You know, we're going to keep, as we promised, we're going to keep poking at the old Epstein files. You know, 3 million didn't ever see the light of day. And we think, right, Augie, that they ain't going to ever see the light of day because what's in the 3 million you didn't let go completely, you know, nullifies the that you did let people see. That's our view here on the Moscow Mules. Now let's have a look at a little AI slop. It's our little AI slop moment. We've decided to do it every week so that you know it's AI slop and we're not pretending it's something else. And it basically reminds you that the elites in the West are indeed pedophile psychopaths. Yeah. Ton of them are. And if you think that you're actually going to be given a dossier full of evidence that that's the case, you're probably either in the files, retarded, or living in a complete meme. Yeah, well, maybe the last one. Maybe that's true of us all. Run the video, Augie.
I've given you war. I've given you chaos. I've done everything you've asked me to.
Asked? Silly Donnie, I don't ask.
Pretty good, this one.
Maybe it's me. He's gone. I'm in charge now. You'll get everything. The wars, the money, all of it. Now about this case. I got that.
I mean, I think it's pretty spot on.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff. Now, of course, once you know it's AI, there's a potential for this stuff to become a kind of an art form. It's like some of the Lego stuff that we've seen right in Iran. This is pretty pointed stuff, and it can have a place, I think, once you're upfront about admitting it's AI slop before you watch it. Did you know what it is? And you're not getting duped. You're not getting lied to. Everybody's telling you the truth. And exactly what you see is what you get. Just like American politics when you elect a president. Whew, yeah. So we're going to kind of skip back to Israel. Because when you're talking about the United States, you're kind of talking about Israel, and we're talking about Israel, you're kind of talking about the United States. It's very hard to get a piece of paper between these two countries, really, yeah? AIPAC, politically, militarily, historically. Yeah, they're basically the same place, right, Augie? Well, that's what we kind of think. But Israel's rep is suffering globally, it seems. Now, and increasingly in places that you never would have seen or heard, right, Augie, somebody dis Israel or say something negative about the country. Now, here on the Moscow Mules, we're firm proponents of the ideology that Judaism is not Zionism. They're two very different things. The Jewish people have a wonderful history. They're great people. They're wonderful. Some of my dearest friends are Jews. Zionism is a different thing. The state of Israel is a different thing. So let's be very clear about that. But there is a surfacing realization that the state of Israel, the Zionist state of Israel and its behavior is becoming unacceptable. Now, some people are getting a bit extreme, and something that's very controversial is ever comparing the state of Israel with the Nazis, the Germans, the bad boys. Yeah, I personally don't know if that's a fair comparison, but in the most unusual of places, right, Augie, this comparison is beginning to be made. And it began in the Polish parliament, of all places, where a lawmaker stood up in front of the cameras, declared that Israel was building a Fourth Reich. That's something we reserve for the EU and von der Leyen, actually. We don't call Israel that. And he displayed a sort of modified Israeli flag with a very prominent swastika on it. Really, really heavy stuff. But it's where it's being said, where it's coming from. Poland, which historically, particularly after the Second World War, many, many Polish Jews died in the Holocaust, remember. This is really, really interesting and disturbing in equal measures. Yeah, strange stuff. Strange times. Run the video, Augie.
Murders with particular cruelty. Israel is in many ways being compared to the new Third Reich, and its flag, according to this perspective, should look exactly like this.
Scandal. This is a scandal.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, just you have to add in a thank you at the end. When you're comparing the people who were murdered in their millions by the Nazis to the people who murdered them, right? And you bring out a flag which shows their this symbol, this hated symbol, this terrible symbol. I think we all agreed that the Nazis were very, very evil people.
Are we the baddies?
And at the end, you got to just give a quick thank you, right, Augie?
This is the clown world for you, Che.
Yeah, always be polite. Now, talking about, the tide turning against Israel, where there used to be a kind of a reserved acceptance of Israel. You know, they're the victims. You know, they're particularly aggressive. They're traumatized people. They have to be able to defend themselves. Everyone allows them to. It's gone beyond that, right? And one country has emerged, probably behind Ireland, my country, as the most anti-Israeli and most vocally anti-Israeli. And that is, right, Augie, it's Spain, Espanol. Now, they, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has been very, very vocal. He's a left-wing politician, very vocally sort of motivated against Israel. Bibi Netanyahu has been very vocal against him. There's also suggestions that the Mossad, the Israeli Secret Services, have been bugging his phone. You know, completely coincidentally, right, Augie, Sanchez's wife has just been charged with corruption as well, and that's going to be going to court. The pressure's on Mr. Sanchez. By the way, I'm not a big fan. He wants to let 500,000 undocumented migrants into the EU, which means they can go anywhere in the EU. That's another day's work. But Sanchez is under a lot of pressure. And, Augie, there are calls in Israel for an interesting development from some journalists. What's going on there?
Well, Che, it looks like the Israeli journalists are calling to make Sanchez pay. And here's a quote from the article. They suggest to expose whatever can be exposed about Sanchez's bugged phone after Morocco's Pegasus-linked espionage. Also embargo Spain and cut all access to Israeli technology. But listen to this and think about this. They already have bugged the phone of European leader, and now they've threatened to expose him if he doesn't do the Israel's bidding.
Jesus. Imagine bugging the phones of European leaders, NATO leaders. He's in NATO, right? Peter Szijjártó, the foreign minister of Hungary, and the prime minister of Hungary, Viktor Orbán, might have a thing or two to say about it. How could it happen? Yeah, it happens. Let's have a look at how the Spanish have responded, right? Typical Latin style, you know, and fuego, let's say, a bit of fire from the Spaniards. What do? They lit a little pyrotechnic dedication to Bibi Netanyahu. Yeah, check it out. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. Run it, Augie. I think they put a bit too much gunpowder in one part, because at the end it completely goes. See that? Boom, it just completely goes.
Yeah. All right, they didn't just burn it, they blasted it.
They blew that up. They blew it up. So good, so good. They blew it right up. It's so good. Blew it up, Augie. Now, there are ways to protest against Israel if you're anti-Israel. Against Ukraine, if you're anti-Ukraine. Oh, no, you can't do that, because you get dragged off to die, right, if you protest against Ukraine. You can protest in anything you want. You can protest for democracy, but you can't protest against Ukraine, because it's such a great democracy. Don't. So how do you not protest against Netanyahu, say, or Israel, or Mossad? Well, you don't do it by smashing your TV up. Now, I'm going to show you the video first, and afterwards we're going to explain why some people have decided that it's a good idea to take a baseball bat or a hammer and smash your TV to bits. Bear with us, watch the video, and then we'll explain what's actually going on. Run it, Augie.
Yeah, I don't really think that helps stop Israel.
When I first saw it, by the way, Augie and I, we thought it was some Ukrainiacs or Ukro scammers after watching the Moscow Mules. But it turns out there's something else behind this, right, Augie? Let's tell the viewers what's actually happening.
Well, here's the thing, my dear viewers. After you break your TV, you probably go on and buy a new one. But keep in mind that all of these tech companies are very closely cooperating with Israel. For example, Samsung. In 2025, November last year, it has emerged that Samsung has been installing unremovable software, mostly on phones but also on TVs, that was developed by an Israeli-founded firm, IronSource, and allegedly helps to spy on the viewers or users of the Samsung technology.
Oh, did you say that Samsung phones are also...
Absolutely correct, Jay. I hope you don't... Oh, my God.
Augie, I use Samsung phones.
Oh, no.
So we're going to stay in the Middle East, where the whole show is unfolding. Maybe something happening tonight, maybe some... but it's just, it's a roller coaster. It's open, it's closed, it's up and down, like we said at the start of the show. Now, who have you missed on the show this week? We haven't really mentioned them at all. The Microfuhrer, the Narcofuhrer, the Green Goblin, the Bankova Bandit. Yes, our friend Zelensky. Now, he's, you know, doing everything in his power, right, Augie, to try to inject himself into the conflict in the Middle East to maintain relevance, because his begging tours aren't going as well as they used to. He's run out of Patriot missiles. I have less missiles than I've ever had. It's such a bad situation, right? His attempt to sell drone defense to the UAE ended in a catastrophe. Check it out. He got thrown out because his drones only blew up the buildings they're meant to be defending, right? And by the way, it's not a very good advertisement for Rent-A-Hero. When you actually look what happened to Kiev, you know, last night, the whole place is burning. The Russians are knocking the crap out of them, but he's saying he can save everybody in the UAE. It didn't really work. So what else? Let's move on, right, Augie? He wants to open the Strait of Hormuz. I can open the Strait of Hormuz. I can do it. So he thinks he can open the Strait of Hormuz, but there's one problem nobody's asked him. I wonder why. Run the video, Augie.
Hormuz, the Strait of Hormuz is blocked, and we would naturally like to unblock them. Through the blocking of the Black Sea, we have experience in how one proceeds in such cases. But America has not yet asked us.
You have already offered that, too.
What next? Is he going to try and fight for the Rebel Alliance in the next Star Wars movie? What the f***? Like, what next? What next? Now, of course, nothing actually changes in Ukraine. You know, the Narcofuhrer is off trying to open the Strait of Hormuz. He's trying to defeat Iran. They're actually celebrating it on Ukrainian TV channels that we defeated Iran. It's just absolute insanity. And meanwhile, on the ground, ordinary Ukrainians are living in very grim realities. There's huge economic hardship, inflation, emigration. People have flooded out of the country. The Ukrainian population has been cut in half since 2020, not just because of the war. It was in demographic collapse in the post-Soviet period. There's a bridge in the center of Kiev, check it out, that was being built by the Russians. When they left in the 90s, that was the end of it. They haven't built the bridge. The whole place is collapsing in every single respect. Ukraine relies on everything it gets from everyone else. It doesn't rely on itself anymore. It's not a real country anymore. It's not a sovereign state. Let's be very, very clear about it. And on the ground, while Zelensky's, you know, doing his begging tours around Europe, what's happening in Ukraine, Uggy? It's a pretty, pretty grim reality for ordinary people there. Yeah, you don't believe me? Check it out. And this, sadly, is not AI. Run it, Uggy.
And no, this is not just, you know, elderly people or some disabled. Everyone is there rummaging through the garbage cans.
Very sad. Very, very, very sad, you know. And you know what? You got to be careful. Even as you're rummaging through the rubbish bins, you might be abducted and sent east to die for Mark Rutte and Ursula von der Leyen, those heroes of democracy. They can't be heroes of democracy because neither of them were ever elected, much like their darling hero, Vladimir Zelensky.
And yeah, our dear viewers, we're showing you this video not to laugh at the regular Ukrainians. We're showing it to you so that you understand that all this taxpayer money from Europe and America that goes in Ukraine doesn't end up in the pockets of regularly folk. But somebody will buy a new golden toilet.
Listen, forget it. I think Augie could be wrong. There are some things that are growing in Ukraine, right, Augie? Bentley sales, it's number 3 on the list. Well, from rummaging in bins in Ukraine to survive to East Asia, where people are forced to work in sweatshops, factories for long hours for very, very small amounts of money. Conditions are very difficult. The products are then shipped to Europe and the United States, sold at vast profits while the workers get sweet call. It's a familiar tale, right? But now it's getting even worse. Augie found a video which clearly demonstrates that the bosses aren't making enough money, so they want the robots to do the work. But first the robots have to learn how to sweat themselves to death. So they fitted the workers with cameras to watch how a human uses dexterity in this process. It's kind of bizarre. It's really, really, really freaky. And the poor human beings, someone's mother, someone's father, someone's sons, are forced to wear this headgear, sort of building the scaffold for their own hanging. Right, Augie, I think is the fairest way to put this. Really disturbing stuff. And it really clarifies what we think the show is about this week. That, you know, the insanity has become the sort of language of reality now in 2026. And it doesn't get any easier if you're a hard-up worker earning, you know, a couple of dollars a day. Think about the money that's been spent on war. It's absolutely insane. Run the video, Wogi.
Imagine training your own replacement, and that replacement is not even a human. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, that takes us to the end of another show. The train pulls into the station. You jump off and go back to your grimy little lives. And we go back to finding how to entertain you next week. As the show rolls on, the clowns have taken over the asylum, as we said, broken into the control room and found that the clowns were in charge in the first place. It's not getting any better, you know, but at least we're here, Augie and I, to maybe give you a little giggle as we slide down the ramp into the furnace of doom, because that's basically how it's looking right now. But we'll be here, same time, same place, next week, because now we kind of know you're going to join us anyway, right? Come on, admit it. Until the same time, same place next week, look after each other, yourselves, and God bless.